The VCU First Novelist Award is now in its fourth year. It exists thanks to the generous support of writer and VCU grad David Baldacci, the College of Humanities and Sciences, the Department of English, the Department of Mass Communication, the School of World Studies, the Follett Higher Education Group, and the Art Space Gallery. It couldn't exist without the judges, this year John Beckman, Michael Byers, and Jan Malone, and the many graduate students, faculty, and friends who invested countless hours in reading the entries, and there are plenty of entries. We've already received over 90 novels for next year's competition. I especially want to single out two people for all their work, Andrew Blossom, who put in long hours as this year's Baldacci Fellow, and most especially Patty Smith, who has served as the point person overseeing all the details that make this award a reality. The award itself this year is a sculpture created by Alan Rosenbaum. You will be seeing that shortly, and it will be presented by Steve Gonzalez, director of the VCU E2 Bookstore. This year's recipient of the First Novelist Award is not a newcomer to writing. Before turning to fiction, Lorraine Adams established herself as a journalist, a critic, and now a teacher at the New School in New York City. She's written for some of the country's best publications, including the New York Times, the New Republic, and the Washington Post, where she worked as a reporter for 11 years. VCU is not alone in recognizing her literary talent. Harbor won last year's Los Angeles Times Book Prize for First Fiction and was Entertainment Weekly's Fiction Book of the Year. It was named a notable book by the New York Times. One reviewer of Harbor, writing in blogcritics.org, raised what for him was the most obvious question. How in the world, he wrote, could a blonde-haired American woman educated at Princeton and Columbia somehow transmute herself into a desperately poor, semi-terror-stricken Algerian illegal immigrant, so much so that it is as if you yourself were experiencing what it is like to be Aziz Arkun. The reviewer concluded that Lorraine Adams' accomplishment was nothing short of a miracle. But Neil Gordon, writing in the New York Times, thought it simple to account for this miracle. It's easy, he observed, to explain how Lorraine Adams knows so much about the illegal Algerian community in America, about credit card fraud, about terrorism and FBI investigations. Harbor, her meticulously constructed first novel, is based on her reporting for the Washington Post on the arrest of Abdel Ghani Maskini and the FBI investigation of a millennium terrorist plot in which a car full of explosives was to have been driven across the Canadian border near Seattle and detonated at Los Angeles International Airport. Neil Gordon is right in noting that Lorraine Adams knows how to track down leads and gather material, how to amass the insider's facts. She's a journalist of the highest rank. She knows how to investigate a situation, a procedure, a culture. She knows how to follow a story. In 1992, she received the Pulitzer Prize for reporting that charged Texas police with extensive misconduct and abuses of power. That kind of journalism takes guts. But not every great journalist makes a great novelist. How then did Lorraine Adams manage so successfully to leap from fact to fiction? In turning to the novel form, she brought along her reporter's courage and tenacity, her reporter's determination to dig beneath the surface and ferret out the most telling details. But to the reporter's insights, she adds the novelist's drive to get to the heart of the human experience. Harbor is rich with information and detail, as one might expect, but it's also rich with emotion and psychological depth. She combines the smaller truths of what goes on in the world with the larger truths of the human heart, of suffering and resilience, hardship and hope. No matter who you are when you start to read Lorraine Adams' book, you will become caught up in Aziz Arkun's desperate struggle. Her writing meets all the demands of the craft and of the art. As another reviewer noted, her sentences move with speed and visual economy, but also contain poetic beauties. This is certainly true. Her book is compelling. She never treads water. Each page provides a reason to read the next. Perhaps it's true, as the Times reviewer noted, that it's easy to understand how Lorraine Adams could accomplish so much in her book, but that still doesn't negate the fact that it's still nothing short of a miracle. It's my pleasure to invite Lorraine Adams to the stage to receive this year's VCU First Novelist Award.